I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And on the guest line, we are joined by United States Senate candidate Mark McCloskey, the St. Louisan. Welcome aboard, Mark, by the way.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
You bet. So I was at a luncheon a week or so ago, and they assigned seating. And so I had the privilege of sitting next to Patricia McCloskey. And we got to talking, and I was blown away, Mark. We're all familiar with your story, the protesters coming through the gate, you going out and defending your property. But there was a lot more to that I didn't realize subsequent to that event. So tell us, let's start there. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah, most of the people saw the event on June 28th of last year when the BLM group, Cori Bush and Rashid Aldridge's Expect Us St. Louis came crashing through the gates, and we held them off. What people don't recognize is that we then found out on the next Tuesday from a client of ours that was in the Antifa organization that they were coming back that Friday to kill us and burn down the house. And this was a client that we'd known for a long time. We thought of her as family. We'd gone to her graduation, gone to her husband's funeral, been to their house. There'd be times when we would be the only Caucasians at their family events. And so we really thought that these were people that were, family. But she called up on that Tuesday and said that what we did on June 28th was inexcusable, and they were going to come back on Friday to kill us and burn down the house. And there was nothing we could do about it. And this wasn't just kind of a passing comment. She kept Patty on the phone for an hour and a half, just going one direction and another. Patty was trying to reason with her, and it was, coin a phrase, unreasonable. But then we started having a problem because we tried to hire secondary employment police. Nobody wanted to do it because they were afraid of the bad press. Hmm. So we were referred to an entity down in Farmington that does high-tech security all over the world. And they'd gotten some bad press during the Ferguson riots, and they didn't want to do it for fear of getting bad press. And so I asked the guy there who owns it, what the heck am I supposed to do? And he says, if I were you, I would just take whatever I can't live without, put it in the cars, and abandon the house. And I said, there's no effing way in heck I'm going to do that. I'm going to go down to the ship if I have to, but I'm not going to abandon the house. And so we had gotten a call earlier in the week from the White House, and a gentleman said that the president wanted to express his support. If there's ever anything they could do for us, let them know. So I called that gentleman back, and I said, well, now is a pretty stinking good time, okay? He gave me Mark Meadows' cell phone number, and I got a hold of Mark Meadows and told him the longer version of the story I just told you and your listeners, and he went to work. And then the next call I made was to Tucker Carlson, and I'm sitting on the bench in the kitchen, and Patty's sitting next to me, and she's sobbing because we think we're going to die in a day. Tucker puts us on air and says, I'm talking to Mark McCloskey. The mob's coming back, threatening to kill him. The local police have been ordered to stand down. The state police aren't doing anything. And they're out there on their wild lonesome. And I can hear Mrs. McCloskey sobbing in the background and basically put out a call to arms. And that whole week, we didn't sleep. We were hiding stuff and putting things under beds and between walls and every place we could stash anything. Thinking that we were going to die that Friday. And our 31-year-old daughter was spending the week with us because she had been there for that Sunday before and stayed on. She went down to the basement Thursday afternoon, got her favorite stuffed animal from when she was a little girl, came up, gave us each a hug and a kiss, and said goodbye, expecting to never see us alive again. This was very traumatic.
So what happened? And, what ended up happening?
Well, when that Friday evening came along, a miracle happened. I mean, we started getting people showing up. We had, by the time that the mob hit the gate, we had 6 ex-Navy SEALs. We had 10 secondary employment police officers. We had the FBI light aircraft circling the house. And then I got to do a shout out to Chief John Hayden. He himself came out in front of the house with a lieutenant that's in charge of crowd control or riots, or I can't remember the actual title, and met with our security team and organized a plan of defense. And then Chief Hayden himself stayed there most of the night. And whenever the crowd would surge up to the gate, the chief would go up and try to talk them back. But we also had people staged on the roofs and the porches. They were fairly serious looking guys. And we had, you know, what we used to call in the Reagan administration, peace through superior firepower. And we held them off again. And they didn't come over the gate that time. The gates had been heavily reinforced since the Sunday before. But, you know, the most impressive thing to me was that our now Congresswoman Cori Bush was standing outside the gate with a megaphone chanting, "You can't stop the revolution. You can't stop the revolution."
Wow.
So my personal security SEAL named Jim standing behind me says, "Oh, yes, I can." But I mean, that young lady now has a hypocrisy to stand up in the halls of Congress and the floor of the House and say that no one who supports insurrection should be allowed to walk the halls of Congress, referencing, you know, our Senator Josh Hawley. Yet she openly and directly advocated the violent overthrow of our country, standing in front of my gate, chanting it into a microphone.
That is incredible. I think me and probably most of the people listening have heard about half of that story, so it's fascinating to hear the second half. Mark McCloskey joining us here on 97.1 The Annie Fry Show. Missouri attorney, of course, famous for the incident that he's talking about right now, and now he is running for U.S. Senate. So let me ask you about that, your candidacy. This kind of changed everything, obviously. We wouldn't even be talking to you right now if this hadn't happened. What have your politics been up until that point, and have they changed since then?
Well, you know, and I think Patty talked to you about this when you're at that luncheon. We've always been lifelong Republicans, as were my folks. And I remember when you were playing the piano on our patio for a Wendell Bailey fundraiser,
you know,
many decades ago.
I had
ago.
Forgotten about that, Mark, because I was probably 18 or 19 years old at that time.
Yeah.
I remembered it, yeah.
So, yeah, and I think you were playing piano at Six Flags in those days.
That's
too.
Right, yeah.
And my mom was president of the West County Republican Women's Club that got Jack Buechner elected as a second district Republican for the first time. It was a Democrat stronghold before then. And my dad was a real strong anti-communist, and I have been the same as long as I've been alive. And way back when I was in college, it was during the Iran-Contra affair, and I was a vocal opponent of the Sandinista regime and Daniel Ortega. And then I got a chance to meet Ali North and Colonel North, and I became friends, and we did fundraisers for him when he was, you know, under indictment in those days, and then encouraged him to run for the Senate in Virginia, and have stayed friends with him since. And so they came knocking on the wrong door. I mean, I was a person who never was interested in running for politics, never even liked politicians necessarily because, you know, so many of them have so many strings attached, but, you know, been a very strong advocate of the Constitution and our republic, and been a strong vocal opponent of all the invasions of our private of our privileges and rights as human beings.
Safe to say you're a consistent conservative.
I hope so. I try my very best to be. It's I was born and raised that way.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. You've got in this race, you've got the Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, who was a state senator before that. You've got Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, who was a state representative before that. You've got Eric Greitens, who was a governor. So you're the one guy in this race that's never run for office before. And I think for a lot of folks, Mark, that's very appealing to them.
You know, if you had asked me a year ago today what I wanted most in the world, I would say for the world to leave me the heck alone and let me live out the rest of my life in peace and comfort. But the world chose differently, and it was a kind of a transforming moment. The real transforming moment, though, was on the morning of July the 4th, The president gave that Mount Rushmore speech on July the 3rd, and I didn't have an opportunity to hear it because we were a little busy trying to stay alive that night. But the next morning I listened to it, and he talked about fighting Marxist extremism in the United States. And then I listened to the mainstream media response, and they called it the most divisive speech that a president could give. And I'm saying to myself and to Patty, I said, if it's divisive to talk about defeating Marxism in the United States, and we're supposed to what? Live in harmony with the people that seek to destroy us, destroy our heritage, and destroy our way of life, there's something seriously wrong with the world. And we just made a decision that day that we're going to put our lives on hold and devote the rest of our time to trying to save this country and pull back those liberties and go back to what Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence, that, you know, to secure those rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And I think most of the people in D.C. have forgotten those last four words.
Yeah, you know, one of the people in this race is former Governor Eric Greitens. He positions himself as a conservative outsider. And, you know, if you in what I do for a living, you kind of put candidates in different lanes. It would seem that he's sort of in that same lane that you're in. What's the difference? What's the contrast between Mark McCloskey and Eric Greitens?
Well, I don't have any websites that say McCloskey for president, and I wasn't a Democrat until 2016, I think that the main difference is that I'm not doing this for any reason other than I think our republic, our country, is right on the cusp of being destroyed, that we're so close to falling into an irretrievable pit of socialism and communism that unless everybody stands up right now and takes a personal commitment to restoring our freedoms and takes a personal commitment to fighting against the forces that are driving us ever so much more to the left, that this country will fail shortly. I mean, we now have a situation where you can't go anywhere in this country now without seeing signs saying help wanted all positions,
right?
Because people can't find employees.
Right.
Why can't they find employees? Because our now ever burgeoning government is paying people not to work.
Yeah. You know, it's so true. I've got just under a minute left, but I know you've got an event coming up. When is it? What is it?
We're throwing on the anniversary of the first attack on our house, which was June the 28th of last year. This Sunday, which is the actual anniversary, June 27th, St. Louis Mills Mall, Dan Buck's, the drive-in St. Louis, I'm throwing what I call the first annual Pink Shirt Guy Barbecue and Rhino Roast. And it's free to the public. We're going to have good food. We're going to have good music. I've got a great band to round out the evening. We've got some good political speakers. We've got Madison Cawthorn coming in, and he'll make a dynamic presentation. And, you know, I might say a few words myself.
Well, there you go. I'm assuming you're not hiring a piano player for that event.
Hey, feel free to come out. We will have a piano available.
Well, I'm a little balder and heavier than I was the last time. And
you don't have to drag your own piano.
That's
will have
exactly
a piano.
Right. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for your time. Best wishes to you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, John.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.